Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. You know, it is something right now what's taking place around the world, around America. But listen, God hears prayer. God answers prayer. He answers prayer. And I just want to encourage you, in faith, begin to just cry out to God and say, God, you know, touch our country, heal our land, restore us. But while simultaneously that we're praying today, God is answering prayer in Durban, South Africa, with an awakening, a healing awakening taking place there. And Todd Bentley, one of the now spiritual sons of Rick Joyner, who helped restore him and bring him back to a place that now he's able, after a couple of years, to be able to be used by God, is coming back with force. But I wanted you to hear, because on the third hour, you can hear now on VFN Radio an hour of the Great Awakening that's taking place. We want to hear what Rick Joyner is saying about what's taking place. Listen up.
One to make mention, how many of you have seen what's starting to break out down in Durban, South Africa? Isn't that awesome? And our friend Todd is stirring something up again. But it does have a sense of more than just some powerful meetings. There have been quite a large number of Hindus, Muslims, others that have gotten healed, come to the Lord for salvation. People are starting to fly there to attend the meetings. And if you haven't checked it out, God TV is, you know, they... I think God has raised up God TV to just kind of document the great things that are happening today. I mean, they'll go anywhere. They come to most of our conferences here, and they try to be anywhere where they think God is moving or saying something significant, and they put it out to the whole world, over 200 nations. And but they're down there. You can watch it on God TV. I think they're filming it every night, at least through this weekend. There is a sense of something extraordinary, but Todd is requesting that we would pray for him. Pray for what's going on there. There are noteworthy miracles, and it seems like this could be another breakout of something. I am praying about it. I feel like this is kind of the unstopping of the wells that John G. Lake dug in South Africa. And, you know, his greatest works were in South Africa. And it just has a sense on that. And praying about it, I felt like the Lord showed me that was also a message from Lakeland. You know, that this really is. John G. Lake was an extraordinary man of faith that really did dig many wells that I believe the Philistines have stopped up. Well, it's time to get them unstopped. And I feel like this is the beginning of that in South Africa. Things are starting to break out around there. Let's do pray for him.
That's so important when we are seeing someone's mentor, someone's spiritual father, you know, give a witness of their life and what's been going on. And even Jesus says, I don't even bear witness of myself, but my Father bears witness of me. And what you're hearing is a spiritual father bear a witness of his spiritual son, Todd Bentley, and what's taking place. And he's beginning to just begin to look at this, and we're all looking at God, what are you doing? I mean, we're believing that it's going to definitely stir the heart of America, the American church, and say, you know what? We can have a third great awakening. We can have a third great awakening. So remember to join Rick and others in praying for Todd Bentley and God TV with Lori and Alec and all that's taking place. And just believe God. Believe God. I mean, what's going to take? It's going to take a move of God in the earth to shift this darkness that is seeming to take great advantage of many open doors and empty houses right now in nations and in hearts. And a move of God, remember, begins when we begin to get right before the Lord. And we say, you know what? God, I believe you. I'm gonna get things right in my life. I'm gonna deal with the sin in my life. I'm gonna make Jesus the Lord of my life. And that's what has taken place there. So remember to keep them in your prayers and join with them.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.